Okay, Ace, oh my God, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for coming to our booth, our first ever Rockin' Pod booth.
Ah, the inaugural one for y'all.
Yes, okay. And I take it that you are a returning guest.
I've been here as a guest a couple times, and then I've been here as a sort of hanger-on a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
I love that. Okay, and so you just literally got off a plane and got here.
Correct. That's why I had to reschedule by about an hour, because I was stuck on the tarmac.
Well, let me tell you, that's not crazy. A bad rescheduling for like being gone for an hour. What were you doing in Massachusetts?
I was in Massachusetts performing with Ricky Rackman.
Oh, hell yeah.
From, you know, Headbangers Ball, Cat House, all that. I'm assuming most people doesn't need an introduction.
Yes.
Ricky, aside from being my best friend, we do a lot of ventures together. Ventures and adventures.
I love
it. And we were doing a charity fundraising event in Massachusetts, in New Bedford, which is this really great town on the water. And we both raised a great amount of money for our both respective charities.
Okay.
He's doing a ride later this summer for 988, the suicide prevention line.
Oh, that's cool.
And mine was for a local shelter, animal shelter.
Very
cool.
That's
awesome. And I know that's something that you're super passionate about. And actually, I think I saw something that you just mentioned on his page. So that makes sense. Yeah, about the suicide prevention.
Yes.
Because he's been posting a lot about that lately.
Yeah, that's his every year he does a lengthy motorcycle ride.
Okay.
And he always picks a charity to sponsor, not sponsor, but to donate to. Okay. And so this year it was to 988.
Well, right on. Well, thank you so much for making the time.
Yeah.
This is one hell of a turnaround, but I'm glad you can make it.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. So I'm just going to say for everybody that has listened to us before and watched us, like they know who you are, but let's just do a little bit of a background into you.
Sure.
So you've been with LA Guns for how long now?
About 7 years now.
7 years. And before that, you were with Faster Pussycat.
For 10 years. Yeah.
For 10 years. My God, that's crazy. So, and then, I mean, you have your own project going on. You have played with in the past, like you come from very like kind of punk rock background.
Yes.
So tell me, what's going on with you? What's new?
A whole lot of nothing. You know, the new LA Guns record just came out.
Okay.
And we're getting ready to hit the road supporting that.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a couple things that I can't quite disclose yet. You know, just stuff for fun, projects here and there. Something I hope to have out by the end of the year, hopefully.
Sure.
But cool. I don't want to super divulge too much yet. But you never know. I mean, I could end up in 5 projects this year. I could end up in none. I know as much as the internet does.
Well, so, hey, man, I just want to put this out there. If you ever need anything, I'm down the road. Come to me, man.
I'm coming to you.
Right.
Yeah, you're literally like we're neighbors. We're pretty close by.
I think I actually talked about it. I know we talked about it after the last show.
Right.
But I think I can talk about this much. My friend Christian Martucci, who's a phenomenal guitar player, Black Star Riders, Stone Sour, Corey Taylor, CMFT.
Yeah.
Right.
He and I are doing a project together that's had a couple, I don't want to say false starts, but sort of he's busy, I'm busy, this guy's going to be involved, now he's not. Shell game type stuff.
Cool.
He and I have started back up this sort of engine of this project yet to be named, if you will, as of this week. So I'm looking forward to getting involved again into that and working with him.
Oh, hell yeah. That's so exciting.
Cool. So hopefully something from that within the year.
That'll be cool.
And that's enough. That's something. That's
tangible. Oh my God. Yeah,
awesome.
No, you have tons of stuff going on anyways, because it's like, then you have your Patreon account.
Oh yeah.
Then you have your podcast with Ricky.
Yes.
So it's like, you're busy.
I try. And I spend most of my free time at the shelter here in town at Friends of Mac at Metro Animal Care Control.
I love that. You've been making so many posts lately, and I love that the pit bull advocacy stands alone, because, I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, it's such a noble cause, and then you're always sharing like about individual dogs, and I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I try.
I think that's really cool.
Try to spotlight as many as I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's rewarding beyond words.
Mm-hmm.
And then simultaneously a bit frustrating, because it never ends.
Yeah.
And we'll have a really great day, and then the next day will not be a really great day.
Right.
And there are several dogs in the care of Mac right now that I have personally brought in that were...
To Mac.
Yes, as strays or dumped or whatever. I mean, soccer ball, Eris. There may be a third dog still in foster care, but it's still under the sort of...
the umbrella of that.
Under the care of the shelter. So
that's crazy.
Wow. The turnover rate just doesn't stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you obviously have a dedication for it if you continue to do it. So you're definitely doing a noble cause.
Making a difference, man. That's what it's about.
That's kind of what it is. And I will say that I know that it's kind of like with so many things going on, like ramping up into summer, when does the new LA Guns tour start?
Tour starts in 10 days, 5 minutes from now.
It's pretty much sooner than I want to acknowledge. It may as well be 5 minutes from now.
I think I leave a week from Tuesday, so very soon.
Wow, man. It's a little bit of a time off, man. You got to savor these moments, you know, at home, chilling out a little bit, you know? Right? See, you don't have the headphones on. I said something really amazing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it really amazing or was it just kind of amazing?
It was somewhere in the middle.
It was pretty average, actually. Lame, maybe, in some people's eyes.
So I probably should tell you that. Okay, so I want to touch base on this. So 10 days, you're right. That's not a lot of time. So any fun places that you're looking forward to going to on this tour?
Yeah.
You're going to go back to L.A.?
No, I won't be in L.A. till July, but okay. I'm looking forward to getting down to Florida, hopefully before it's too humid. Mm. But I say that because we have an off day in Florida where I'm going to take the band on a side detour to go see The Damned.
Oh,
the legendary punk band from England from the late 70s. One of my favorite bands of all time.
They came to Nashville, I think, right? At the Ryman. The Damned.
Yeah, The Damned.
They came to Nashville.
Yes.
Okay, I was at that show. Yeah. You were at that show. Right?
They came through actually supporting Blondie as well.
That's right.
Did I go to
that Andy
show?
Black Sugar, right? Is it the same? Yeah. It was the same show there. That's right. Okay.
Oh, baby, I missed it.
No, you picked me up from there, I think. I was with the Farley Brothers and we saw that show.
So what happened was I was at work and I caught the last half of Blondie when Andy was there because I was at work, so I missed The Damned.
Okay.
So, that's kind of crazy, though. What a bummer. But, okay, so you're going to take them to go see The Damned.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be great. My God, that's so much fun. And so on this tour, do you have anything you're looking forward to, just hanging out with everybody, seeing some friends, going to some different places?
You know, I just kind of take it as it comes. There isn't really anything that's popping out as far as stuff I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
The show every night, really. I mean, that's seeing friends and catching up from city to city, but there's no real standout thing, at least in the foreseeable future, that I can think of.
Sure.
But every night it's the show. Yeah. So I look forward to the show. And then a lot of truck stops and Walmarts and parking lots and, you know, that old shit show.
Yeah, which, you know, I mean, that kind of leads me with all of the animal rescue. So obviously you have do you still have one dog?
I have one dog still.
Okay, just one.
Just one.
Okay, so who watches your dog when you're gone?
I have a really fabulous dog sitter she's a behaviorist.
Okay.
So she constantly has other dogs kind of coming and going. So sometimes my dog Willow has a playmate or two, and then sometimes there's 10 summer camp members and then sometimes she's just on her own, so it's really great to see her get to hang out with her little doggy friends while I'm away.
Oh, that's good. It's so important to have someone that can watch your dog, because being on tour is hard when you have animals. Most people I know that are on tour have cats, which is a totally different thing.
Having a dog and living on your own like I do, it can be, it's definitely not cheap.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, when are you going to adopt another dog? Or for a while I had three. And I cannot really afford that anymore, so not anytime soon. I would love to have another. I'd love to have three dogs again, but it's just, you know, duty calls or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right? And maybe you'll get there. You know what I mean? Rock and roll. It'll be the case. I just want to let you know that right now we have, because we can't have any alcohol, so I am making you an NA alcohol drink, so a mocktail, basically. I'm making you a mocktail.
What's that called? Seed Lip?
Seed Lip. So this is a UK company.
They used to call
me
that in high school. I don't know why. I don't know what that means.
Really?
I got to laugh.
So they asked. Seed Lip. Call me Seed Lip.
That's awesome.
You know what?
It's all connecting, Ace. It's all connecting.
To be honest with you, I'm not entirely sure where this arrived from, but I will say that, okay, so this is a complex herbal blend of peas and traditional garden herbs, including rosemary, thyme, and spearmint. So what I usually say is, if you like gin, even though there's no alcohol,
I'm not really a gin
guy,
but I'll take a sip. If you're making it, I'll have a sip.
I think it'll be fun. And so I'm going to ask you a question. I love the fact that people just walk by and they're like, they shout out, whether it's to you or to us, you know, and they, I just feel good about that. This is definitely a fun experience.
It's fun.
Okay.
Real fun.
So I'm going to put this together. I'm going to mix this with a little bit of this mango, pineapple, lemongrass, and peach that I stole from my work.
Okay.
And then a little bit of Sprite or Starry.
Starry. I actually prefer a Starry.
You know, I prefer Pepsi, but most people think I'm weird. So I'm like, what's wrong with a Jack and Pepsi?
That's fine.
I don't even like Jack anyways, but whatever. Yeah. So but you're a Jack drinker.
Yeah. Whoa. Jack and I, we go way back. I used to tell people, I said, I drank so much Jack Daniels in my 20s and 30s that I was on a literal first name basis with the Jack Daniels distributor for all of Southern California. Valerie Kelly, if you see this, I love you. Great people there. I love Jack Daniels.
Well, you know what? I had a bad experience with Jack Daniels when I was 15, and then I had another bad experience like 2 years ago, and I was like, it's just not meant to be. It's not a good...
That's okay.
There was
that's me and Jameson.
Okay, there was a... What a... How old am I? I don't want to talk about it. There was a, like a 25-year mark where I did not drink Jack, and then I did one night, and I was like, this isn't that bad, and then I did like two more nights, and it was very bad. So to my friend Carson, I love you, girl, but I cannot hang with you. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to make this cocktail.
Okay.
Dan, why don't you ask Ace a little bit about what it's like to work with, or to hang out with Ricky Rackman, because, man, you used to watch him at Headbangers Ball all the time.
Well, she just asked a question, man. What's it like to, like, work with Ricky Rackman and, like, and
I'm,
all that stuff?
Delving into your guys' marriage relationship dynamic here.
She tells me where to stand,
yeah.
Man. You know what I'm
stand
saying?
Stand here.
Yeah, stand
ask
over
him
there.
This. Wait, so what's the question?
So again? He's a cool dude, man.
Well, I love Ricky. Ricky, I, you know, it's weird to say this because we're all adults, but like, I guess if I had like a best friend, somebody that if I called at like 3 a.m. or something went wrong, it's Ricky. We've been friends for 12, 13, 14 years. I don't know exactly when we met, probably 2010 or 11. And I do know that we bonded heavily over punk rock because he is an avid punk rock fan like myself.
Right.
And I remember him quizzing me and being like, do you know Angry Samoans? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, what about the Avengers? And I was like, thank you. Yeah, from San Francisco. American and Me and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, what about TSOL? And I was like, oh, Dance With Me is in my top 5 albums. He's like, all right, this kid's cool. And then we just...
You passed the test, basically.
I passed the test. And so, and that was, you know, a lifetime ago. And now, I mean, I was in Massachusetts literally this morning with him.
That's
so
funny.
Does he live there? No, we were just there doing an event. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
He moved out there. He was working for NASCAR for 20 years.
Oh, no kidding.
And
really?
So that's where NASCAR's based. He's since retired from that position, maybe in the last 2 years.
So how would you describe him, though? Because
Ricky?
Yeah, like, would he be? Is he like a not a flaky dude? Does he always show up for you when you need him? Is he like, what kind of, is he funny?
He's funny. Yeah.
Funny
dude? He's my curmudgeon older best friend. I love him.
No
I love
shit.
Him to death.
I
He's,
love that.
It's so strange because I grew up in the early 90s as a kid in Los Angeles listening to him on Loveline before Adam Carolla. And so I was like 9, 10, 11 years old, and I learned about, you know, the birds and the bees and genital warts and all that shit from him.
Good stuff, man.
From him and Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And I always rib him about it. I go, yeah, this guy taught me all I needed to know or not needed to know as a kid. And then it turned me on to a lot of great music. Because they would have musical guests. You know, I remember they had Bad Religion on and Danzig on and all kinds of Pennywise and all kinds of stuff. And then now he's like my, like I said, like he's literally like my annoying older brother.
That is so funny.
So.
He was in the airport one day, but I didn't want to bother him. And so, and actually at the same time, Tony Harnell was in the airport.
Yeah.
So Tony and I were talking and Tony was like, I'm going to go say hi to Ricky. I was like, have fun.
I introduced them.
Did you?
And they hit it off because they started talking about skateboarding in the 70s.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. I can see that, man. Yeah.
I can totally see them having a good time with that.
Yeah.
Well, one of these days I'm going to reach out to him, but I am so happy that we got a chance to sit down and talk with you.
It's great to see you both again.
I've been
you
looking
too,
forward
man.
To this. I really have.
Do I need to give a review of this?
Yes.
Cheers, by the
you
way.
You need to tell me if it sucks. I don't think it does.
Is it good?
That's really good.
Right?
It's really sweet, but not too sweet. And it's almost like if it had alcohol, I would be surprised. But I can't tell either way. In a good way.
That's
it's kind of
cool.
peachy.
excellent.
Yeah,
you
there is a little
Ace.
Bit of peach in this. Oh, it's exactly probably why Dan doesn't like it. But the peach schnapps, pepper and schnapps for me. Well, Ace, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for
everybody,
having me.
Everybody, check out LA Guns if they come to your city. Check out Ace. Check out his Patreon. Check out the podcast with Ricky Rackman.
Yeah. You got to join my Patreon or Ricky's Patreon to get our silly podcast.
All right.
It's the two of us just farting around.
I love it.
Yeah.
Join it anyways, guys.
Yeah,
it'll be good.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
we'll
brother.
Talk to
I appreciate
you.
Later.